Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Layla and we're so happy to have you here with us. But before we jump into the Word, we're going to take a moment and pray. Lord, we thank you for today, Lord, and we thank you for the time you've taken to show us what you are expecting of us, Lord, what you are asking us to do and how to accomplish it, Lord, so that we're successful in every area and aspect of our lives, Lord. We thank you for this time and the Word this morning, Lord, that you always order our steps, Lord, and make things fit just perfectly within your plan for each and every one of our lives, Lord, and that we're able to accomplish everything you asked us to. So we thank you for those things, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. We are so glad you're with us and excited to get back into the Word, continuing our discussion on the book of James. Now, in case you're just joining us for the first time, the Lord had us, or is having us, go through this because of the practical application that is found in this book, building upon, I'll say, our recent studies, starting from the book of Acts. I mean, all the studies, but especially since we did that study from the book of Acts and all the studies up to this point. Learning how the practical things that we can just apply to our life to grow, yes, in relationship with the Lord and in our walk of faith, being perfected.
Amen.
So, this morning, we are continuing our discussion on, and we're still in chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. So if you're joining us for the first time or rejoining us, I want to encourage you to just go ahead and pause the episode now, read through that section of scripture, and make things easier to follow along in the discussion. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. And as is our custom, the floor is open to give each of you the opportunity to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to you, and ask any questions that you have. So who'd like to begin?
I would.
All right, Layla.
So I didn't quite finish getting to tell you what Mommy told me while she was flat ironing my hair. So the other pieces of that are these. So back to listening, and not just hearing a sound fall on your ears, but actually tuning in to make out distinctly what the words are, put the syntax together to understand what the message is. Mommy told me that the adversary wants you to not hear, so he's going to try to talk at the same time. Have you ever had a conversation where both of you had a thought and then you both start at the same time? You missed what person B said and person B missed what you said, but then instead of stopping and asking each other to repeat their part of the message, you just kept plowing on talking because you wanted to say what you wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the worst kinds of conversations, especially when the instruction is included, because then when you sit down and do the task, you realize that you don't have any idea what you're doing. And then it's too late to go back and ask the instructions, ask for the guidance and clarifying questions. That's a pretty terrible place to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So the adversary, he's going to try to start talking at the same time the Lord is talking, because he knows that whatever the Lord says will bring life. And we see that in verse 20, or the last half of verse 21, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. That's the very thing the adversary is after. He doesn't want to be alone burning for eternity. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to get the rest of us, or as many of us that will take his bait, to join him. Misery loves company.
Absolutely.
So with the Lord, when he is trying to speak, you can bet your bottom dollar. I don't endorse gambling, but if you want to, count on it. The adversary is going to come with a counterfeit, with Mommy calls it a Decepticon, like off the movie, or Decepticar. He's going to come with the trick, which is what he did with woman in the beginning. He came with a lie, with deceit, with deception, so that she would take the bait and that she would fall. And unfortunately, she did. But it's written here for us now, so we don't have to take that same bait.
Amen.
So at those times when you notice, especially if you're praying for healing, that you need a financial breakthrough, that you need a miraculous move of God on your behalf, the adversary is going to talk even louder, and you should be listening doubly as hard, even harder, to make sure that you hear exactly every of the Lord. You don't miss anything. I know that for my own life, when I need something from mommy or I need something from dad, when I need their protection against some event, some attack, I'm there with my pen and my paper, and I'm listening for every that they may breathe, because I know that whatever they're going to tell me is going to save me, and not just save me, but others that may be involved in said situation. And there's peace for everyone. There is preservation for everyone, not just myself. So as we're looking at our lives, it's important that we understand, as you mentioned in the previous episode, Mommy, the importance and understanding the heart of the Lord. It isn't to crush, it isn't to smite, it isn't to destroy, it isn't to kill, steal, or any of those things. It's only to bring life and life in abundance. So much life that you don't know what to do with it. That's what he's here for. But we don't get to experience his fullness if we only want to listen to part of what he has to say. And then the other thing that you told me, Mommy, about the speaking part, now you have an opportunity. This is where you come in and you are physically doing something. You are operating spiritually and naturally. You have the choice to make. Are you going to submit yourself, and are you going to speak only what the Lord spoke, just like Jesus did? Or are you going to allow yourself to be tricked by the devil and say whatever you want to say, which actually isn't even what you want to say, is what the devil wants you to say, because he also knows the power of words that we speak here and what we speak in the spirit. So he wants you to say something to release his nasty trap on your life and whoever else's life is connected to an event, situation, or circumstance, so that you fall. And not just fall and scrape your knee, but you really fall. Fall so hard, there's no chance of you getting up on your own. That's what he's after. So when it comes, when the Lord now hands you the ball, hands you the microphone, you choose and you decide that you're going to stick with the Lord. You're only going to say what he says. You're only going to do what he does. Nothing else, nothing added, nothing subtracted. Only, purely, 100%. Replication of what the Lord gave you. And then when it comes to wrath, as you mentioned, Mommy, there are people, we want to get angry when something doesn't go our way. We get angry when we don't eat lunch on time. And it's not just the wrath of man that does not produce the righteousness of God. It's anything that we put our hands on that we are not operating under the Spirit of the Lord that produces unrighteousness, that produces death and destruction and despair. It's anything. And these, as you look in James, depending on your translation, it may say qualities needed in trials. No, that's qualities needed for a successful life. There's at no point that you can relinquish control over any one of these areas and think you're going to succeed. It just won't happen. So when you do feel those moments where you're agitated, that's a good time, as Mommy says, for me to get a cup of, what did Mommy call it? Shushwa? Shush agua? Shush water? to stop whatever I'm doing, because I'm going to cross a line, a spiritual line that I can't see, and unleash the beast into my own life. And that's not what the Lord wants. So that's the time for you to be quiet. As the saying, a natural saying goes, if you have nothing nice to say, if you have nothing loving to say, say nothing at all. And I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. As you read in the previous episode, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. And even again, if your physical lips aren't moving, but your spirit man is smacking, smacking, smacking on the inside, well.
And that would be your soul man, because the spirit man is alive to God.
Your, the spirit is alive to God, but you're allowing your soul, your mind, will, and emotions to run the game and rule the day, then you will eat the fruit of death. That's all that's available. You're either producing life fruit, or it's death fruit. There's no third option. There's no fourth option.
There were two trees in the center of the garden. One was the tree of life, and the other was the tree of evil. And I know it says the knowledge of good and evil, but they already knew good. And when they ate that fruit, they did not get any good out of it. They only got the evil. So let's just cut to the chase. One was the tree of life, and the other was the tree of death.
Right.
Because that's all they got out of it, right?
Yes, Mommy.
And evil only produces death. Are you still speaking, my love?
I finished with that particular example for the time being.
Oh, okay. So when we looked at Christ coming in and teaching in his earthly ministry, it seemed like he said a lot of things that were contradictory when he spoke to the Pharisees, people who had spent time studying the word. And there were multiple times where he said, you don't understand the scriptures.
Or the power within.
You don't. I'd rather you go find out what this means. Go figure out what the Lord was talking about, what he was saying here. And what that denotes to us is that there was a total misunderstanding of God's character, his nature, and even the application and the principles of the word of God. Now, they understood how to hold a ceremony, if you will. They understood how to wear the little zits on the end of their garments and walk around with their little hats on their heads and the little, you know, the box on their head and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. They did what seemed right on the surface. They understood the, I would say, the drier side of the things of God. The don't eat this lamb, don't. You know,
the superficial,
readily. Bring this offering at this time and this date. They memorized that component, but the heart of God, they totally missed. And when we see Christ introduced in his ministry and the word of God, it was like he revealed this whole other side of God that the people, it was foreign to them, the loving God who God had always been. Right. The merciful God, the gracious God, the kind God. And that the truth of the word of God and the truth of the Lord was totally foreign to them for a variety of reasons. So when you see that, you know, some people would try to look at the word in the natural and go, well, then that means Christ was somehow not right because this is not what the Jews understood. But we know that Christ is right. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So that means that there's something else that needs to be understood. There's something else that we were missing in our concepts, because a lot of the times they just took a carnal perspective and overlaid religious components on top of their carnal perspective to proceed forth and act and whatever it was that they were doing. But Christ revealed to us, and actually it was already revealed. They just chose not to see it. People, humanity just chose not to see it, not just Jews, but anybody that misunderstands God, it's just because they choose not to see it. And then he reveals himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the life that's contained in the word of God, so that we're able to, as the scripture says, which is able to save your soul, so that the word is able to have the effect that it's supposed to, which is bringing forth salvation in us when we understand who the Lord is. So taking that opportunity to see and allow life to come forth. Jesus said that he came that we would have life and life more abundantly. He meant that. So allowing the word to have its perfect work in us, and again, being those who receive the truth and who are willing to subdue our flesh and our natural carnality or carnal mind that would try to go, well, this is how I've always done it, so this is what I'm going to continue to do. Lord, you just bless it. You just better get in line with it. No, remove that and rebuke that mentality and that that mindset from your life, and then go, okay, I'm going to align myself with you, Lord, and the word of truth, so that I'm able to get to the end result, which is the Lord wants us to be saved. Because if he didn't, I mean, that would be a quick matter if he did not want us to be saved. There was a whole lot of things that he would not have done if he did not want us to be saved. But since he does, he did, and he will continue to desire that, we should just get in line. I promise you had something to say, sweetheart.
Lily, you're talking about wrath, and the Lord was talking to me about in the perspective of going back a couple episodes ago. We were talking about the Lord, or at least we implied it, about the Lord coming in and helping us. And Mom, you talked about this as well, that by our obedience and inside of this area, God is able to work on our behalf for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it, but the Lord reminded me of somewhere in Proverbs. It says, do not save a man given to wrath, because you're going to have to do it again. That's the gist of it. And so, going back to verse 19, talking about our wrath, when the Lord... There's a difference between God's righteous indignation and self-indignation. One is because God is moving on our heart. The other is simply because we think it's a slight against us, or we're just angry. And going back to what you were saying, Layla, the devil's not bringing us temptation so that we can just scrape our needs more so. Is that?
Oh, I was going to say, your scripture is Proverbs 19:19. A man of great wrath will pay the penalty. If you deliver him, you will only have to do it again.
Thank you, Dad. And going back to what you were saying, Layla, the traps the devil sets for us is not for us to scrape our knees. It's in order for us to ultimately fail inside of what God is giving us. And so, for Job, we talked about him a couple episodes ago as well.
You said fail inside of what God is giving us, or fulfill?
Fail.
Okay.
The devil wants us to fail.
Oh, the devil. Okay, okay. That makes more sense.
Okay.
I misheard that. That's why I was asking.
And going back to the example of Job, how, let me flip there real quick. Job 40. Or maybe 41. Sorry, 42.
Okay.
Talking about Job's friends and how the Lord had ultimately said that his friends weren't speaking correctly of the Lord. And how, going back to chapter 40, how Job had to correct his mindset as well. And how verse 12 talks about how that the Lord blessed the latter days of Job better than his beginning. And Job didn't get that because he was being angry. Because we know that, going back to Proverbs 19:19, how, if we're too busy focused on our own mentality or our own mindset, God cannot then come in and save us. And Layla, as you were talking about inside of, in your example, as mommy was doing your hair, if we're too busy raging out or hulking out in our own minds, then are we listening to God's voice? Mm-hmm. The answer is no.
And it's not a matter that God can't do something. It's that we won't allow him. His power doesn't wane because of us. Our ability to access or allow his power to work on the behalf is what the difference is, right? That's the hindrance, whether we will let God help us. Because when you're raging out, he can be like, hey, I have this over here for you, but you're too busy going, Hulk smash in your mind, right?
Or we'll just take us as your parents. When we see you struggling with something, have we not often asked, do you want some help with that? Now we have the capability, right, to help you. But if you say no, are we going to still force our way in there to help you?
No.
We're going to say, all right, I'll let you deal with this. Until you get tired, right? Exactly. As we often say that too, right? When you're insisting on, no, I'm going to do this myself. We go, all right. Well, if you change your mind, just let me know. Mm-hmm. Same with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's not our ability that goes away, or his ability for certain. His strength does not wane because we don't want to accept his help. But go ahead, honey.
And how it ends up blinding us so that the opportunities that we would normally, that God has put inside of our path, we're not going to it because we're blinded. Mm. And going to verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Mm-hmm. And we see that throughout the Bible that whatever God does is ultimately to bring his people back to himself and also gather them to himself. However, our own wrath, as you said, Layla, is to ultimately try to smite people and to destroy them, which is not what God wants us to do. And flipping further, I'm not going to read it because it's inside of James, but talking about earthly wisdom, it talks about how one of the things, I believe, is talking about wrath and also self-thought and selfishness. Mm. And how our wrath is not based on what we think is right. It's more so based on our own selfishness, our own perceived value.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Which is why we're encouraged in other places, right? We're in verse 21, where it says, therefore lay aside filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. That should sound almost exactly like the first few verses of Ephesians chapter 4, where he says, this is the Lord through the Apostle Paul, says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Mm-hmm. What does love provide? Exactly what is needed in the moment.
That's the love of God.
That the love of God. That's yes, mm-hmm. true love, right? The love of God is what I mean by true love. His word is truth, right? God is love. Mm-hmm. So true love, the love of God, brings whatever is required in the moment. It's exactly what the Holy Spirit does. He ministers to everyone their needs. And he will utilize you and I to do it. He gives us these opportunities. These things are already predestined, or it says, as it says in Scripture, he has already predestined the works for you to do. Now it's on his destiny track. Well, we have to be walking in it. Love provides exactly what's needed in that moment, the love of God. Mm-hmm. So when we are walking in love, in his love, we can and will be used to provide exactly what's needed to another, and building them up and bringing, as was stated, peace to the environment and the situation. It requires us to walk the way the Lord walked as our pattern example. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, well, let's pause there for today. And with that, can I get a volunteer to close us out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, Layla.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come into alignment with your perfect will for our lives, Lord. And we thank you for the other people you have placed in our lives who will encourage us, Lord, and admonish us to pursue you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, Lord, as you gave us commandment. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, Lord, your commitment to providing every good and perfect gift, Lord, for us and for others around us, Lord. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to do that as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, we love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about A Day of Prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop. Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So until next time, take care and God bless you.